This is Max. How can I help you?
Yes, how are you, sir? I'm Henry Traylor, an author, and I'm trying to get my book published. I'm 82, will be soon 83 years old, and I have difficulty with the computer. So I've run into a few roadblocks, and I'm wondering if there's someone who can help me.
I would love to help you. Let's see what we can do. Can you tell me, is your manuscript complete? Like, do you have a manuscript? Can you mail it to us if we give you an address?
Yes.
That's brilliant. That's a good start.
I have a question, too, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was online. I had received information, help information from one of the authors, I believe is for Amazon also. Her name is Joyce Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with
No,
Joyce?
Not really.
Okay. Well, she was the one that recommended that I would contact Amazon, and they would basically show me how to self-publish. And this is where I ran into the difficulty. Once I started, I realized that I need help, and that's the reason why I'm calling.
Absolutely.
Right,
go ahead.
And when I went into the Amazon thing, it took me to, like, Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was looking for a phone number, they came up with your number and your Penguin, right?
We're Penguin Book Writers, yes. What was your first name again?
My what, sir?
Your first name?
Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.
Henry.
And my last name is Traylor. It's spelled T-R-A-Y-L-O-R. Henry Traylor.
Henry Traylor. Now, Henry, I would like to be of assistance here. So I'll tell you a couple of cases that we get. You tell me which one is yours, like where do you fit in? Because obviously we have packages of different tier. But before that, I want to explain you who we are and what we do in this specific division. So, Henry, there are multiple types of self-publishing companies, okay? First, we have traditional publishers like McGraw, Penguin. And then we have, you know, self-publishing companies like Kindle, Apple Books, Google Books, you know, just like you called Kindle. Kindle is a self-publishing company. Anyone can go and upload their manuscript, book cover over there, and you can publish, and you'll be called a self-published author. Then there are third type of companies that us. We're full-service publishing houses. That means we help you in editing, proofreading, making your cover design, and doing the entire grunt work of uploading the files and even formatting them on any number of platforms that you choose. Because there's not one Amazon, there are like 50 more platforms, but only 10 of them are like really nice and good. You know. So there are up to 10 that we recommend, but there are like 50 people that are doing this. So we're the third kind. So now with a yes or no, these are the kind of services that you're looking for, right? You want somebody to help you with book cover, make the manuscript, digitalize the manuscript, edited, proofreaded, format, typesetting, and eventually uploaded everything on Amazon and link that to your bank account details. Is that what you're looking for?
Ooh, you said a whole lot. yes, sir, I believe that's what I'm looking for.
Perfect. Everything that I said are basically the basic requirements and formalities to upload your book. So sounds a lot, but isn't. These are just multiple steps of completing a book and to make it look professional. So, now, Henry, tell me, what's your goal here? Is this a legacy thing, or do you want to make money off of it?
I want to make money.
Okay. Now, that makes sense. So what's this book about? Is this a memoir, a life story, fiction, nonfiction?
It's fiction, but it's a police story. And I used to be a police officer, so some of it is actual, and other parts are made up.
Perfect. That's more than enough for me. Now, Henry, so we have two packages. The first one is a legacy package. The second one is the promoted publishing package, in which we help you monetize your listing too, not just upload it. So Both of these are exactly the same. The only difference is in the first package, we upload your book on only a couple of platforms because that's usually something that people are writing their life stories or memoirs, and they just want their book to be out there for future generation, and they don't want to invest a lot. These are the kind of people that go with our first package, which is for around $1,000. The second one is promoted publishing, in which not only we do everything that we do with the basic, but we also go ahead and ensure promoted publishing, and we ensure that your book will be placed inside bookstores. So not only we're going to publish your book on Amazon, Google Book, and all the other major platforms, but we also will make sure that your book is available on the first page of every listing that we upload it on once in a week for 6 months, and that is for around $2,200-$2,300. Is this a budget that you can afford, any one of these?
Yes, the latter of the two.
Latter of the two. Perfect. Let me just explain you what publish now, because we are going with the latter one. I'll explain you everything that comes with it. Once you give me a confirmation that yes, you understood everything, only then we will move to add the details and we'll enroll you. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. I'll tell you the process because that's what something you know you'd be dealing with. So I think that is something you should know. So Henry, we have a team of project managers because you talking to an editor, then a formatter, then a book cover design artist, you know, you talking to 10 people will get the situation messy, you know, miscommunication here and there. So you will be talking to one person, and that will, and you don't have to call in to the customer service line every time you want to talk to them. You will have direct access to your project manager. Every time you'll call, they're supposed to pick up. They will coordinate all the team because they're a bunch of editors, bunch of designers, bunch of, you know. So they will coordinate the entire team for you, and they will make sure your message gets across. Our normal turnaround time, is there a deadline to the project? Sorry, I forgot to ask in the beginning. Usually takes us like 60 days, like 30 to 60 days. Is that something that you can go for? Perfect. We'll try to do it even sooner, but I'm just giving you a realistic timeline. So they will just, you know, they will edit the book first, make the cover design, make sure the final files are ready, and we will send you at least 5 or 10 books, anything that you want, so that you can even distribute it amongst your friends and family. And that's how it's going to be. The project manager is your primary contact person, and if you are comfortable working with them over the phone, they'll talk to you over the phone. If you're comfortable working with them over email, they'll talk to you over email. Nobody has written letters to us, but I'm pretty sure we'll be open to the idea if somebody plans to do that. So that's pretty much it. If you can email us the book, that's better. If you can't, if you have any problems with using computer, we are more than happy and accommodating. You can email, you can physically mail us your book on our office address, and we will receive it and we'll digitalize it. So anything that you are comfortable with, that's how we go. And that's pretty much it. The package itself is for $2,400 or $2,500, but we have a promotion going on which they're $200 off. So it's $2,300 overall, and that's paid up front on a one-time fee.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Now, a thing about the cover. Do I have any say in that? Because I have a son who is an artist, and even as we speak, he's came up already with one cover suggestion.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
Okay, and he's working on a second, so.
100%, Henry. I want you to know that we are your team, and we are a company that you're hiring to assist you. You have 100% ownership for your book. You will have 100% ownership for the royalties, and we will have 100% ownership for the process of the book. So, you know, all the creative rights and the creative control, you're the boss. We only can give you suggestions.
Okay. That sounds great.
Perfect. Any more questions before we enroll you?
No.
Perfect. So, you already gave me your first name and last name. I'll spell that out again. Your first name is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Your last name is Trolley, Trawloy. Is that correct?
No, no. The last name is spelled T as in Tom, R, A, Y, L, O, R.
L, O, R.
Trailer, like a tractor trailer.
Okay. Is there a W there?
Trawloy.
Oh, okay. And, I got it.
Okay. And I have a another thing that I want to bring to your attention. I have already have a book printed by Dorrance Publishing Company last year. And the title of the book was Zahu, is spelled Z as in zebra, A as in apple, H as in Henry, U as in uniform. And that book is published, it's out. And you'll notice if you, you know, if you would Google it, and it's available on Amazon, Amazon Books, you know, the Kindle, so on and so forth. But it states H-R-O-C trailer. That's the name that I would like it registered under, H-R-O-C trailer, H-Rock. Trailer.
Absolutely, absolutely. We can do that. That's not a problem at all.
Hmm, beautiful.
Give me one sec. Perfect. If you want to use a pen name instead of your own or use register on a different thing, that's absolutely doable, and we help you achieve that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Now, can you please give me an email address?
My email address?
Yes, sir.
HROC trailer at Verizon.net.
Verizon.net. So that's HROC trailer, just like you wanted your.
Exactly.
Perfect. So I'm repeating your email one more time. H as in Henry, R-O-C, then trailer, as in your last name, T-R-A-Y-L-E-R. Is that correct?
L-O-R. T-R-A-Y-L-O-R.
L-O-R. Thank you. Yep, I have written that correctly in your name, but misspelled it in the email. Thank you for correcting me. Let's go. So, Henry, what's your best callback number?
My home line. Let me give you my cell. My cell number is 267-969-9732. And I have a landline also.
Can you repeat your cell number first?
Yes, it's 267.
Mm-hmm.
969-9732.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, go ahead and repeat your landline.
Yes, it's 215.
Mm-hmm.
365-8619.
Absolutely perfect. Go ahead and tell me your billing address.
Say again, I'm sorry.
Your the address that's linked to your credit card or debit card, your billing address?
It would be 3011 South 70th Street. 70th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, PA. 1914-2.
Four, right? 1234?
19142.
You got it, my man. Yep. Let's move ahead. Henry? Just making sure that we're both on the same page. The billing amount is $2,300.
Yes.
Perfect. Henry, may I please know which card would you be using, a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or an Amex?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Which credit card or debit card would you be using today, a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or an Amex?
Yeah, it's a debit Visa.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And do you need the numbers?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 4156.
Mm-hmm.
2400.
Mm-hmm.
0036.
Mm-hmm.
4626.
Expiration?
1025.
Ten, 25, and 3 digits at the back.
And what do you need?
CVC.
The numbers on the back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 789.
Perfect. Can you tell me what's your name? Like, can you tell me your name as it appears on your credit card? Is it the same one that you told me earlier, Henry Trailer?
Yes.
Perfecto. Henry, I'm putting you up on a brief hold, running these details through the system. If you get a text message from your bank, all you have to do is press 1 and reply back to them, okay? The
okay.
name that it will reflect on your statement or on your credit card details, you know, the bill that you get, would be Codex Lab, C-O-D-E-X. LAB. We deal with clients internationally, so we have different merchants on which we charge the payment. The one that we're charging your payment on would reflect as CODEXLAB. We will be emailing you an official invoice, so it will be mentioned in that invoice too. Just wanted to tell you before around your details.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm putting up on a brief hold, running your details. Please stay on the line with me.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Henry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Your payment was successfully charged. Can you tell me when can I get your project managing welcome call scheduled with my team? Will you be available in the next couple of hours?
Will I be available in the next
couple of hours?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me when are you usually available throughout your day?
I'm here. I'm available.
Perfect. You'll be getting an email from me in the next 20 minutes with the exact order confirmation and your invoice. And within the next 60 to 90 minutes, you'll get a welcome call from our team. They will bring you on board, explain you the process, and we'll take your project moving forward.
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect, Henry. Do you prefer landline or us calling on your cell phone?
I think the landline I do. I'm here sitting by both of them, so it shouldn't be any problem. One way or the other, I'll be here to get the call.
Perfect, Henry. Thank you so much for being so patient over the phone. Have a great rest of your day. Looking forward to working with you.
Yes, one other thing. The Powerball lottery comes out tomorrow. And if you could give me those winning numbers, I'm willing to share.
I think it's going to be 69.
Is that it?
Is that it, man? That's it. That's the winning number.
Okay, I got it.
You got it, man. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks a million. Have a great day.